It's the Big J and BB Show with Joey Real Talk Catrano and Ryan, whatever he can come up with before the podcast starts, Ebner.
Always new nickname.
I like it. Keep it
I think
up.
Of it as I get ready.
Oh, welcome to the Big J and BB Show, everybody. I am your hostess with the mostest, Ryan Green Machine Ebner, a.k.a. BB, a.k.a. member of Swole Team 6, a.k.a. the man followed on Twitter by John Cena himself. That's still accurate. I checked again, so pretty excited. This is your podcast choice for all your gaming, sports, and weeb news. Tonight, we have our Xbox Series X gameplay event prediction show. We're going to go over some of the news that's come out about Xbox in the last week or two, what we know so far about this event, which isn't very much. And then we're going to go in and we're going to make some predictions as well. I am joined by Guadalupe Moyolanescavo. Hello,
I mean,
sir.
You could have said that. You could have said that last night with a little more confidence, man. With more gusto.
I know. I feel like I actually have it now, so I respect.
Next time.
I'm trying my best. I am also joined by the one and only from Twitch.tv, Undead Red Bull, sir. How's it going?
Pretty good, thank you.
Oh yeah, you can make sure you follow him on twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Every Thursday night, we will be recording a podcast. I said it, so it's a concrete. Now it's like
official.
Yeah, like. Can't back out of it. And of course,
can't go back out now, yeah.
Our local, well, not really local, but kinda, Xbox fanboy from North Carolina, Brendan BK Kennerly. Sir, how is it going over there on the East Coast?
Not local at all.
No, it's not. But you know what? It is what it is. Oh, all right. Now I will go through here. We're going to go through, let you guys know where you can watch this stream and all the other ones for the Xbox event. David, you're not streaming it, correct?
I will not be streaming it, but we will be doing the recap show. So.
And you can find that, like I said, twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Find that there. You can also find my article that I wrote about Xbox and their philosophy and their movement heading into next gen at feversports.com, feversports.com. Just click the gaming tab. It's right there. Go ahead and check that out. I appreciate it. You can find us on Twitter at Big J and BB Show, facebook.com/BigJandBBShow, even on Instagram at Big J and BB Show. That's the one I always forget to use. I always forget one, and that's the one. And let's see what else we got. Gaming chair wise, if you need a new gaming chair or you just need, you know, a chair in general, go to triumphchairs.com and use the code Big J and BB Show, all one word, for 10% off your order. Also, you like the intro, you like what's going on, make sure you follow the guy that made that for us, at Josh Barlog on Twitter. He does Natty Nights live stream podcast Monday through Friday. We were off today because he had some stuff going on, but I join him for that Monday through Fridays. For that, we go over all the different national sports news as well. What we're working on here locally, besides this podcast, like I said, we have the recap, the Xbox event recap on Thursday. We're going to squeeze a sports podcast somewhere in here this week as well, because MLB starts up this week, as well as NBA and NHL right around the corner, I think like August 1st, like right in that area. So we're going to go and do one of those. That'll be super fun as well. And then, of course, Weebisode 2 will be coming as well. Making some changes. We just, you know, kind of plug and go with whoever the hell wants to be on these shows. We're just rolling with it. We're doing it live. That's what we're doing. All right. Now, I'm going to let BK, I'm going to let you tell the folks, what is this event? Where can they watch it?
So this is going to be the Xbox Series X gameplay event. When? 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern time. That's where? I'm not going to say that joke I put there because, quote unquote, we're a professional organization. But they'll be streaming it on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and Twitter. You could check your mother's snatch, but it won't be there. Alternatively, most gaming outlets like IGN, Kotaku, Polygon will be doing their own live stream and reactions. What are we going to see? Microsoft is promising to deliver more games, and more importantly, gameplay at this event. They were lacking that a little bit last time, and we're criticized, rightly so, for that, promising more gameplay last time and not really delivering. It should be about 1 hour long, and you will get an hour-long pre-show as well with Jeff Keighley, all part of his Summer of Gaming on his YouTube channel, so you can watch him blow into more controllers.
Dude, fuck yeah. I'm ready. I'm excited. Hopefully he blows into the Xbox controller. How cute would that be? I'm excited that this is going to be so much heavily on games. It's going to be a lot of first-party games, but Phil did tease that we could see third parties as well show up. We'll see what happens. So, what we know, right? So, we're going to talk about what's going on in the event, what we think is going to happen, predictions like that. But what has happened over the last little bit of time here is that Xbox is slowly, again, doing the little trickle, getting us ready, right? It's a little drip effect that I'm sure we probably would have got most of this all in a E3 press conference, but COVID. So, what basically started happening is Xbox, Phil wrote a blog on the Xbox blog and said, hey, so beginning in September, Project xCloud will be coming to Game Pass Ultimate, just added to it. So whatever the price you already pay for Game Pass Ultimate now, which I believe is $15, you are going to get xCloud with it. And it's going to be for everybody, not just Android phone users. I know that the hiccup right now has been trying to get the rights or something with the licensing or something of being able to get the app on iOS. That doesn't surprise me because iOS is fucking awful to work for as an app store anyway. It's very, very difficult to get things going. I mean, they don't even have a Pornhub app. Can you believe that? Fucking nuts.
You mean
nuts.
The Pizza Hut?
Oh, no. Yeah, you can get the Pizza Hut, but you can't get the Hut. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like that's a huge move, right? And I touched upon it in the article that I wrote about how I feel like Xbox doesn't get the proper love that it should for being so consumer friendly, which is really what this is all about. They truthfully, to me, don't give a shit if you buy the Series X right away or not. What they care about is getting you into the ecosystem, because the mindset would be if you're already playing right on their using their Game Pass, you're using xCloud, whatever. Eventually, as a consumer, you're gonna be like, you know, I kind of want to play this on the Series X because that's where it should be played. So like, I'm willing to get into it. Maybe they drop the Lockhart. Maybe that's the easier way. We don't know that for sure, but that could be the case. I talked about this with Junior and David already on the past episode about the xCloud coming into Game Pass. So BK, I want to know your thoughts on xCloud moving into Game Pass and really what their approach has been.
So I would actually like it a lot, and because I don't have an Android phone, I know you do, so I would be all about getting the xCloud, playing games, and I would definitely play them at work. You know, I have a nice little corner, a spot there. I could definitely get away with playing games on the go. Well, and it's also going to help, especially when the Series X comes out. Microsoft is talking about actually using your Xbox as kind of a little cloud server and being able to ping everything and making it work a little bit better. So I will definitely be taking part in September, and hopefully it works well for me in my small town little Washington, North Carolina here.
Now, my biggest thing, the coolest thing about all of it is that they not only your console acting as a server, but they want to basically have a giant server in the sky, right? The giant Xbox in the sky, and that's what everybody can run off of. And like, to me, that's super cool. I've played it. I've used xCloud. I've used Stadia. To me, xCloud is the better option to get into these into video game streaming in that sense, because I don't like Stadia's pricing model. I think it kind of sucks. Whereas xCloud, I can play a bunch of different games on there right now. Not the entire Game Pass library isn't on there yet, but that would be the goal that they're going to. So, like, in theory, when Halo Infinite drops, you could very well play that on your phone. Do you want to? I don't know. That's to each his own. But from my experience of it, it runs very well. I've played a little bit of Destiny 2 on it just because that's a more of a massive online game. So I wanted to see kind of how it ran on my phone. Obviously, it depends on your connection. If your phone connection sucks, well, then, you know, you're shit out of luck. But it ran fine. It wasn't like something where I don't think I could sit there for hours on end and play Destiny 2 on my phone. There's no way. That's just not something I'm interested in. But I have been playing a lot of Ori Will the Wisp, and that's awesome on my phone. It's great. It looks good. It runs runs really smooth. And that's what you want to see, especially because this has been in beta this whole time. So now for them to be able to bring this out and bring it to a larger scale of people is huge, and giving people the option to be like, dude, just do Game Pass. Like, just do it. I mean, we heard that they were going to start dwindling Xbox Live Gold down. Like, they're basically going to phase it out, which they have already basically started, because they're no longer going to sell the 12-month Xbox Live Gold subscriptions, because it's already a part of Game Pass. They don't want a bunch of subscriptions that you have. That's what I think the gist is here. They don't want a bunch of subscriptions for you to have to pay for. They just want one. So they're going to lump everything into that Game Pass. You're going to pay for the game. And most of us, I think all of us have Game Pass Ultimate, no?
I got it.
I do. I have it. Yeah, I'll say I know you do. Mike has it, and a couple other people have it. So it's great. It's great value. It's perfect. Now, obviously, as we move in through these Xbox discussions, I understand the whole, well, everything of theirs is going to be on the PC, so you play it there. Yeah, I get that, but, like, you know, I'm gonna be nice, and we're gonna focus on the console aspect of it. But now, what we know so far is that Halo Infinite, the campaign, we're getting a look at the campaign. They did not say we're gonna get a look at multiplayer. That might be a prediction later for somebody in the show. But they did say we are going to get a look at the campaign. And from the teaser videos, Atriox is going to be the big bad with the Banished, and that's going to be cool as shit. David, have you seen anything, any of the teasers or anything for Halo, and that does it have you excited, or how you feeling about it?
I'm excited. Of course, you're just seeing the small little bits that they post on Twitter, you know, and all the little odds and ends. So it's like, ooh, that looks neat, right? And it's just leading up to this event. So you know you're going to, you know, be so excited for it. So I'm just ready for the gameplay for it. I'm like, just give it to me already.
100%. BK... how do you feel right now about Halo Infinite? What is your thought process heading into Thursday?
Nervous, which I think every Xbox fan is nervous about the Halo Infinite, because a lot's riding on it. And we've talked about this on previous podcasts. That this is the most important Halo game that's ever come out. It's more important than Halo 1, more important than Halo 2, in my opinion, just because we've been let down a few times. We've been hurt. We've been hurt here recently, and we really want it to bounce back, and it'll be the first Halo to launch with a console since, what, the OG Xbox, you know?
Yeah.
Back way back when. So, I'm nervous. But it's like a happy nervous, because I'm optimistic that everything's looking well. The teases with, like you said, with Atriox and the Banished and tying in Halo Wars 2, like, but I am nervous. That's the theme for me, at least. I don't know about y'all.
This entire conference as an Xbox fan has me nervous, because I can remember the last few years, it just feels like every E3, I have these, maybe to my own fault, you know, an overwhelming expectation for Xbox and what I think Xbox is going to do, and they're going to blow us away. And then it felt like the last couple of years, like, I just didn't, I mean, like, some moments were great, right? I mean, last year, everybody remembers Keanu Reeves coming out for Cyberpunk. I mean, that's massive. Like, what a fucking move. And you're breathtaking. And it's like, those are cool. But when it comes to games, you know, and because at the end of the day, Xbox has the better console, power-wise, performance-wise. It's going to be the better console. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just that's what it's been designed to do. That's what Xbox has pushed it as. But I would be silly to not care about the games. Like, I understand that's going to be the thing every time, right? Well, okay, Xbox, like, we know you got Halo, and we know you got Gears, and there's, you know, Sea of Thieves and whatever else. But, like, do you see how over there across the street they got two Game of the Year candidates just came out within, like, a couple weeks of each other? You see that?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, right? So it's like, I understand. And that's why I think this conference in general is so important. Not just, I mean, Halo itself, yes, hands down. That's the most important Halo of all time. It has to nail it. They pushed this game back, I think, one, to be on this console launch, but also two, because they had to rewrite the story, because people just, they thought people didn't give a fuck about Master Chief and that they would like Locke a lot more. And apparently, people really care about the Chief. So they had to, it's fucking shocking, right? People actually care about Master Chief. So they had to go and rewrite the story and everything, and that they've completely changed their approach to this game. And I would like to see what that looks like, because I'll be honest with you, 343's Halo time has been really lackluster, real bad.
Up and down.
Compared to what you saw from Bungie, right? I mean, 1, 2, and 3, those Halo games are fantastic. And Halo goes down as one of the best, one of the just most important franchises of all time in video games anyway. So this is so important. I'm very nervous, but I'm very excited at the same time. We also know, I mean, it's all but confirmed that there's a Fable coming. Multiple Microsoft executives have said to other video game journalists, like, yeah, Fable's there. It's definitely going to be there. I don't think it's a launch title. I don't know. We'll get to predictions and we'll see. But it does look like that Fable is coming after Lionsgate or Lions Studio lost it. Not Lionsgate, it's the movies. Lionhead, after they lost it. It looks like it's going to be at Playground is what my assumption is, because we know they're working on something. And BK, you mentioned to me earlier, they split the studio, right?
They have two teams, and like they hired a bunch of people too. So like they have this, you know, secret team, air quotes there, that's been working on something, you know, very hush hush behind closed doors. So that's what everybody's hearing.
Now, I guess I'll get the vibe of the room here. So David, are you a Fable fan? Are you not?
Toss up. I mean, I'll play it if it's going to be really great and it has high reviews, but you know, am I hyped up for it? Probably not, because Fable 3 was a letdown, so I'm not all like, oh my god, yay. And then on top of that, so you bring back a game, different game company is going to design it. Am I going to like it? I don't know. That's the question mark, you know? So that's where it comes down to it. So, you know, I mean, people will be excited for it, but it all comes down to how is it going to run and how is it going to play.
That is true as well. BK, are you a Fable fan?
Yes, I've been a fan since the first one on the OG Xbox there, with the whole playing is good or playing is evil, which was like it was a new concept then that we didn't really get in video games, and how it changed the story and changed the look of your character and the interactions. It was all very new then, and I really liked Fable 2, and I know Fable 3 wasn't everyone's cup of tea. I still enjoyed my time with it. Now, do I think it was better than Fable 1 and 2? Absolutely not. It was too far of a leap forward, kind of going into the Industrial Revolution there. It lost some of that whimsical fantasy element that we all kind of loved about Fable, where it was, you know, just like, oh, there could be, like, dragons and all these, like, you know, monsters and shit, and where when they jumped too far ahead in the timeline, timeline of human history, I guess you could say, that it lost some of that, you know, like some of that sheen, some of that whimsicalness that made it really stand out, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, 1 and 2, the first two Fable games are just so good. They're very, very good. You can actually play all those on the Game Pass if you are not familiar.
Yeah.
So you can check those out. They're both really good. Fable 3, I mean, like, I played it, and I was like, oop. Like, this wasn't it. This wasn't the missed the mark here on this. Fable Legends really bad. Like, I don't even fucking talk about that. It's just not good. But Fable 1 and 2 is so good, and I want to see what a studio like Playground can do with it. What can they bring to Fable? What does a Fable look like in 2020? I don't think it releases this year, but what does it look like for next gen? What will Fable look like? That is going to be interesting. Regardless of it being all but confirmed, I'm still gonna be excited as shit when they show it. I'm like, holy fuck, yeah, let's go. Oh, like, it's, yeah, Fable. Because again, at least that's some one franchise back, right? As Xbox starts to hopefully begin to get these exclusives to an extent and start to ramp them up a little bit. Now, there's been talk all week about velocity architecture for the Series X. I don't even know what this means, but BK, I will allow you to do your best to explain what the hell this is.
Yeah, and I'm not even a computer engineer, so I have a very, very small understanding of what it is. But a nice buzzword, by the way. We got to give you know, the people over there at Xbox velocity architecture. It does sound cool. Like, I don't know, but that's just me. But Jason Ronald of Team Xbox has gone on a few podcasts talking about this one feature of the next gen console of Xbox Series X, but it's got a few moving parts to it of the Velocity architecture. You have the custom NVMe SSD drive. You also have hardware accelerated decompression blocks, a new direct storage API, and sampler feedback streaming, also known as SFS. All of this it's going to make your life, your gamer life easier. Things are going to load quicker, and you're going to be able to do your quick resume, which Microsoft has teased a little bit, bouncing between multiple games when you leave out. You just, like, let's say you leave Ori and Will and the Wisp, and you want to hop right in to Halo Infinite. It'll pick up in the spot you left, and I think we were saying they did with, like, what, four or five games? Isn't that right, BB?
Yeah, it was about four or five games, and
that would be cool.
It was. It looked so awesome. And, like, I understand people are like, well, I can do that on my computer. I'm like, you sure can. But for this console, like, to be able to do it on a console and to have the speed. Because I know all three of us have played Last of Us 2. And now I'm the one that didn't play it on a pro. So maybe it's just me. But holy fuck, dude, those load times are long.
Oh, yeah. It's just go make a DiGiorno pizza, in the oven there, and then come back, and then you're ready to play.
Now, David, is Ghost of Tsushima's load times long too? Because I heard they were.
Oh, I haven't experienced any long load times.
Okay, I've heard, like, some people are like, "You, dude, I can't fucking wait." Because that's the biggest thing with next gen in general is that, and the PlayStation's gonna do as well. We're gonna be loading real quick, and that's gonna be awesome. It's great for developers. Like I said, the Xbox is a beefy motherfucker, not size wise, but the power behind it. The chunker would be the PS5. That is a big chungus, let me tell you. Like 10 pounds, my lord. But the Xbox is going to have a lot of power behind it. Again, I don't personally believe that we're getting... It seems like for them to say this is going to be about games, I just don't think we're getting a lot of console look at, but we'll see. I'm going to start for this prediction. I guess we'll each do... You want to do each one at a time?
Yeah, I think
we'll
that'll
go, be... We'll go in order. I'll start with you, BK, and then David, and then myself. So I'll start with you, Brendan. Your first prediction to the show.
Okay, my first prediction, and this is just a one point prediction. Did we explain the?
No, we did not. Okay, so the idea here that BK whipped up is that every prediction will be worth one shot. You don't get no half points or half shots. If you choose to make a two-part prediction, you can give out two shots on the recap show later this week, which we will record on Thursday. And if you're wrong, you have to take two shots. And if you make a quote-unquote simple prediction and get it right, you give out one shot. If you're wrong, you take one shot. And then we'll figure out how we're going to do it. We'll post videos on our Twitter or something like that. We'll figure it out. Maybe we're doing shots of water. Stay hydrated, boys. We'll figure it out. So this is a one shotter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. This is just gonna be ease into this. At least for me, I'll try to ease everybody in with this one shotter. And I think Microsoft will announce the acquisition of Sobo Studio. I hope I'm saying that right. But they are coming out with Microsoft Flight Simulator later this year, which looks amazing. Just like with the 4K graphics and everything like that. And also a game that they came out with a year or so ago, Plague Tale, A Tale of Innocence. If none of the listeners have played that, go play it right now. It's only about a 10-12 hour experience, very linear story with kind of puzzle dynamics about a brother and a sister surviving a horrible scenario. I don't want to say any more without giving it away, but a fantastic game, and I think it would be a great get for Microsoft, and it makes a lot of sense with them coming out with Flight Simulator.
I could see that as well. Just added to the portfolio there. Plague Tale, yeah, that's a good fucking game. That's pretty good.
Games Pass.
100%. David, your prediction.
Let's see. This one's pretty obvious. I think everyone could expect it. I know we didn't talk about it, but I'm pretty sure they're going to showcase Forza 8 at this event. That's pretty much a given. I do not see them not doing a new Forza for the new console, especially running on their new advance, what were they saying? The Velocity architect behind it all.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They're definitely going to want that with their 4K and all that fanciness. So they're going to have to show it. Easily.
Is it a launch title?
Forza has always been a launch title, so yes.
All right. I see. I had it as not a launch title, so we're a little different on our predictions. Junior, I see you're back. Do you have a prediction?
Not really. I mean, just touching base on what David just said with Forza, probably another Forza Horizon. I mean, that would all be nice to see.
I do love Forza Horizon.
I've always liked Horizon better than Forza. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Same.
I do too. Mine is going to be that Hell's Blade 2 will be in the launch window.
Whoa, I like it.
I think I just think that you can't just run Halo, right? We gotta do something. So that's what I'm gonna be my first prediction. I guess I'll use it as a one-shotter. I'm gonna use it as a one-shotter. I get nervous. Yeah. BK, your next prediction.
Okay, and so I will disagree with what you said earlier, where there will be no hardware talk. I think they will save it for the very end as a kind of mic drop moment. At least I think it would be a mic drop moment. I think to end the conference or showcase, they're going to say, hey, Xbox Series X is going to be $450. Pre-orders go live right after the event. So I'm making that a two-parter saying that they're going to announce the price and that pre-orders will go live right after that.
It's ballsy. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's real ballsy. I like it, though.
I like drinking, and so, and if I'm right, then one of you better like drinking, so.
It's like, fucking Mike is like, it's gonna be, wow, it's coming to the Xbox, don't worry about it. If they do announce the price here, big move. Big move to do it and be the first one to do it. And then also to say that you're gonna get pre-orders at the end of the event. Woo!
I think of it like where, almost like they're both playing like cat and mouse now, like, oh, we don't want to announce the price because we want to be lower, blah, blah, blah. And I think we're almost getting to a nice little inflection point here where it's like, all right, people got to start putting pre-orders in soon. And to where I think if they come out strong, come out first, most people probably can't afford both consoles at launch this holiday season. That's just a fact. Most people can't afford both. So come out early with the price and with the date and the pre-order before Sony does. And I think that's a big move to where people are like, oh, well, like, I can go ahead and pre-order this. I'm going to go ahead, lock in the money, get it squared away.
I like it. I'd be very, very excited if they do that Thursday. David, your next prediction.
So since we've been playing Sea of Thieves, since it's one of their baby games that they like, that's actually probably been one of their most recent games, probably for their studios. They're probably going to release probably another DLC or some other type of content with it and display it.
That is a good pick. I actually can see that.
With it going to be on the Series X, so like enhancements for it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a good one. Because I can already see the video package in my head of them explaining all the stats like they just did earlier in an article about all the fucking numbers behind Sea of Thieves and how much has happened and all the, like, the 15 million players. And then, boom, this fall is holiday season. You get a Series X enhancements or something. I can see that, actually.
Is that a two-parter? Because, like, the enhancement and DLC?
Yeah, I would say that would be a two-parter. I would say that would be a two-parter.
I think the DLC is just more of here, definitely come, you know?
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
But
of course, it's going to be on the Game Pass. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's Steam. So, yeah. If you're a PC player, check it out on Steam.
Mm-hmm. My next one is going to be that Gear Tactics is going to get a console release date. That is where I think that we're about at that point. It's only on the PC right now. Do you like it?
Yeah, I really like strategy, like games like that. Like, you know, I play a lot of Civ 6, I play a lot of Fire Emblem, I play a lot of XCOM. So Gears Tactics fits right into that wheelhouse. Really liked it. Like, well, you know, I'd probably give it in like the 80 some odd range if I don't want to pick an exact number, but, you know, 80 range somewhere.
It's a solid strategy game, then. That's pretty
good. Yeah, especially for our first one, like first outing, like, I'd say it's pretty good.
Yeah, because I just don't know what else the Coalition will be working on. Rod left to go work on Diablo, and I feel like it's too soon to get anything from Gears 6.
Considering they just released, last year, Gears 5? That would be one of my predictions, but because 5 just came out a year ago, there's no way that they made a story for the next gen.
That's why I think... Too soon. I think Coalition's focusing on tactics, and it has to come to console at some point. So my thought is we get a release date. I'll go a little bit bolder with it and say that it releases at the end of the event. That's what I think. Like a shadow drop. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you. BK, your next prediction.
Okay, well, and I think you guys are giving me some grief about this one, but I really like this franchise. Perfect Dark reboot gets announced in the same vein of the dormant Ubisoft franchise Splinter Cell, which they've just kind of let die off and just neglect, which is beyond me. But I think Perfect Dark gets rebooted, and I honestly think the initiative, the Quadruple A studio that they opened up there, will probably helm that, but I think Perfect Dark reboot gets announced, and I cannot wait to play as Joanna Dark again.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's fucking go. I love Perfect Dark. That's gonna be fucking sick. I think, like, with the Perfect Dark, I think what would be good for it is, like, a tease. Like, you, like, show her face or something. Like, you don't have to give me a release date. I don't think it's coming out, like, right away.
No.
But I definitely think a tease to show you that Perfect Dark's coming back would be super fucking cool. David, your next prediction.
So BK kind of touched a little bit on it, right? About being strategy game. So we already know the game's being developed, but they may show a little bit of it, and that is Age of Empires 4. Ooh. I would be so excited for that.
I'm clapping that one, because I love that one.
Yeah. So that I know that's already been talked about, right? So maybe we may see some gameplay. I'm definitely not expecting it to be ready for console launch, right? But obviously you've already been testing it on console, right? Because you could play now the old Age of Empires on the Game Pass on console, right? So they're obviously taking that data and getting feedback from it. So when they do Age of Empires 4, they're going to put in that feedback into that game so they could be ran on console. So obviously they're doing something with that. I would love to see some gameplay for it, though.
Let's see. Oh, that'd be cool, though. That would be cool. I'm going to do that Rare is going to announce that Everwild, the game they're working on, is going to be launched early 2021.
Okay.
I think we saw a little bit of it last year. It looks like, I think it's something that they could probably, you know, have ready. Like I said, not a launch, but probably a month or two, a couple months after, like, you know, like a good solid February 2021 game. Sounds like a good spot for it. Let's see. BK, do you have another prediction?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide between these last two, and I'll actually go with the last one I'll put there, because I'll save this other one for you, BB, if you want it. But I will say Ninja Gaiden gets picked up as an exclusive to the Microsoft family. It'll be wrapped into the portfolio of exclusive games.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, to bring them on to work on Hell's Blade 2, that just seems like a nice marriage for them. That'd be cool. Well, that's Ninja Theory, but whatever. I get what you're saying. Ninja Gaiden's fucking dope.
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden.
I'm like, wait a minute. Ninja Theory.
Yeah, the old school platformer.
Dude,
and,
all right, now I'm like, my whole mind changed as I thought about it. Ninja Gaiden's fucking sick. All right, that'd be lit. As I was looking at your predictions, I was like, oh, yeah, dude, Ninja Theory. That makes sense to me. No, Ninja Gaiden, that'd be fucking dope, dude. I love Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, yeah, I think it'd be a good get. And then I think what you're seeing a lot of with at least all the rumors coming out from this event is that kind of going back to those OG Xbox roots where it's like, oh, Halo was a banger, talking about Fable, talking about, well, Perfect Dark's like N64, but like Ninja Gaiden like was awesome. It kind of brought it forward, especially on the OG Xbox, kind of brought it back into everyone's conscience and everything like that. So I think they're going to try to hit back up on those OG Xbox days and like, hey, remember the good old days when, you know, everyone cared?
Please. let's see. That'd be so, oh man, I really do like Ninja Gaiden. David, do you have another prediction?
Well, since I am Undead Rebel, we're going to go right into Undead Labs. You know, we'll probably get some first look of State of Decay 3.
Ooh. Oh, I wasn't expecting that one. Very nice.
Just maybe some footage. Don't know if it'd be ready for launch, but
Nah, but they can show a little teaser or something, and they can talk about how like much the bigger the world's gonna be and all that. Yeah. Just because I imagine the NVMe SSD drive will help a lot. So yeah, good call.
Oh yeah, cool. That's gonna help load times big time.
Oh yeah,
great.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because State of Decay 2 had some long ass fucking load times.
Oh yeah. Well, and the graphics really did. And the pop.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of that one. I wanted to be, and I just wasn't. Honestly, BK, you can keep that other one you got, because I've got another one. Rare, okay. Right? Rare is sitting here, and they're looking at the state of video games, right? We're looking at Animal Crossing as one of the top-selling fucking games this year, right? We're talking about Bugsnax, Lit. Like, man, kid family games are a fucking hit. So why not Xbox have their own, use their own, use a mascot, right, to get in there and usher that in again for Xbox. And it's time that Rare unveils Viva Pinata 3.
Nice.
Let's fucking do it. I would lose my shit and I will break down in tears of excitement if I get fucking Viva Pinata. I love Viva Pinata. One is so good. Viva Pinata 1. Hundreds of hours spent in that game. Viva Pinata 2, similar, because I liked that there was weather and stuff, but the first one is my personal favorite. But yeah, let's do it. Let's get into the family, kid-friendly games again. Come on. Bring them in. I'm ready for fucking Viva Pinata. Horstachio. No,
wasn't there a show on that before?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah, so Viva Pinata got so... The show was based on the game. So
okay.
It got so popular that they decided, hey, fuck it. Make it a cartoon. And it was. It was like, I think it was only like one season, but it was actually really funny. And I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was actually pretty cool. You know, that's a good one, Junior. Way to bring that tidbit in there, because I forgot about it. I do. I love Viva Pinata, and I would be so, so excited if Papa Phil and Rare bring back Viva Pinata. Brennan, do you have another prediction?
Banjo-Kazooie.
Fuck yeah!
That would be great. And I'll go out on a limb here, so I'll make this two-parter. Banjo-Kazooie gets announced, and then I think Double Fine starts working on it.
Nice.
They're finishing up Psychonauts 2 right now, which will probably get released. I think it's actually slated to release like this holiday season sometime, but I think since they have expanded, since Microsoft came in and kind of bought them out, I think they've probably had some people working on Banjo-Kazooie, and you can just do like a quick little 30-second teaser, you know, nothing super in-depth, where he's like, oh, hey, we're working on this, slated, like, 2023 or something. You know, I think that's reasonable.
Dude, another Banjo would be fucking lit. Ready for it. Oh, my God. I fucking love Banjo. Cause, man, Xbox, like, that's what I'm talking about. Xbox has the potential, right? Like, I'm not making this a prediction, but could you imagine, like, Conker's Bad Fur Day? Like, back? Like, fuck, dude. Like, they have so many franchises they could pull from if they wanted to.
I would love to see Conker in this day and age. I don't know if it could exist, though. I think it would piss off a lot of people, but I think that's what Conker's meant to do. I think it's really just to, like, yeah, we're just going to piss on everything and light it on fire. Like,
yeah, 100%.
I'm all for it.
I would be excited. David, do you have another prediction?
I think we touched base on most of them. We may get some Minecraft updates for the new console, potentially. Maybe just show something around that, potentially.
I'm just
thinking of games that they may show. I could just see Minecraft being played.
Yeah, Minecraft is always a good thing for them to show. I do believe that. My final one, since no one else took it, I'll take it myself, that's fine. BK talked about it being dormant, but I believe at some point during this fucking event, the lights go dark, and you hear the fucking night vision come on, and Sam Fisher is back, because Splinter Cell is coming to the fucking Xbox Series X. That, I would scream. I'd be like, holy shit, they did it.
That would be the holy shit moment, and I saved it for you, because I knew it was probably going to be your prediction
Thank you, it was. It was definitely
I wanted you to do it.
Thank you very much, I appreciate it.
I know we talked about it in our pre-show, right? So yeah. I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to save it, because it's probably Ryan's.
I would be so fucking excited for Splinter Cell to come back. It has been mis-fucking-treated by Ubisoft. just absolutely mistreated. And it's like they are putting it in that one mobile game that's coming out that's gonna have like a bunch of Ubisoft characters, like that's whatever. I think this one of the skins went into Rainbow Six Siege at one point. But like, come on, dude. How do you not bring back Splinter Cell yet?
Yeah, especially since you just went through and did like nothing but Tom Clancy games for the last like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Like just splooge them and like didn't do a Splinter Cell.
Yeah. They did Ghost
like literally splooge the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So.
Like Ghost Recon, just like keep taking it, keep taking it. Like nobody wants it. Stop, please. It's fine. Give it a break, please. Yeah, no.
No,
yeah.
They're golden butter right now. Still Siege. So Rainbow Six Siege, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old game. So, you know what? Well, Ubisoft's having their own thing, so
they already
probably gonna do more Rainbow Six content shit. Mm-hmm. But that's probably not gonna be displayed on this show.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think so.
Yeah, if they're having their own show, then yeah, you're not gonna see anything from them related. That's the only reason why you may not see a Splinter Cell, because if something like that was to be announced,
the only gonna hold reason it for their I event. Would see it is because Splinter Cell is linked so ceremoniously to Xbox. Like it always Correct. Has been linked to Xbox, so I could see Xbox and Ubisoft, like Xbox being like, yo, let us fucking show Splinter Cell. That would be exciting. Does BK, do you have any other predictions off the top of your head?
No, I mean that's five, and I had a few two-parters. I think I'll be drinking a lot, but hey, you know what, like I mean it's all meant and fun, you know. I'll be a little upset if I'm wrong, but not really, just because it's a nervous but exciting time, and you know the ball's in Microsoft's court to really crush it here, just because, you know, in my opinion, the last conference that Sony had, like, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great. Like, they didn't knock it out of the park or anything like that. Like, and they kind of left the door open for Microsoft to kind of come in here and really drive it home, in my opinion.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that, like, the Sony one, like, everyone obviously, you know, freaked out about it because they showed the console off finally, and like that's awesome. I mean, it was about time. But also, like, when you really broke it down of like what were exclusives to them and what weren't and things like that, like it wasn't it wasn't as impressive as it was originally thought out to be, I guess. Besides, obviously, you know, dropping a Spider-Man Miles Morales at launch, that's crazy, that's huge. And then Horizon Forbidden West, well, that's next year, that's not even launching with the console. And like there are a few other things, and that's why I do believe Xbox has the possibility here, although they're very much focused on, you know, hey, let's try to keep everybody together, if you can't get a Series X right away, no problem, blah blah blah, at least for the next couple of years. But at the same time, like, you could grab a share of the market, and I do believe, you know, the 360 PS3 era, obviously the 360 won shit all over the PS3. The PS3 was super expensive, and 360 was like the go-to multiplayer console to play, and like, you know, all those things. And then obviously we know the PS4 shit on the Xbox One. We know how bad that was. But now Phil Spencer, I've loved everything Phil's done since then. So I have faith in Phil the Thrill. Now, Junior, is there anything or any games or anything in particular you really want to see at this Xbox event?
I mean, realistically, probably a GTA 5 update. You know, the
why not?
Content's been kind of dry. Yeah, content's been kind of dry on it. But if anything that I would love to see, you know, there's just spitballing. Fucking, if it happens, it happens. If not, like PK said, I'm not gonna be too upset. It's either some sort of news of Elder Scrolls 6 or maybe even a GTA 6. Who knows?
God, could you imagine Xbox being the one to show off a glimpse of GTA 6? But fuck. I mean,
dude, yeah, don't be wearing gym shorts, because
I would love anything big like that. Anything big and surprising would be great. Because like I said, all we truly know is that we're getting Halo Infinite campaign look at. That's it. That's all we actually concrete has been given to us. Everything else is up in the air. They do, starting tomorrow, well, when you're listening to this, it'll be the same day, till the 27th, you'll be able to start playing like 75 to 100 demos, that'll be on there on the Xbox, on their Xbox, dashboard and all that in the marketplace. You'll be able to play a bunch of demos that'll be from games that, either they show during this event or like games they're just showing in general. There's a few of them on there. There's a couple that actually grab my eye where I'm like, ooh, I'd like to try that game out. So we'll see what they offer from that as well. And maybe pick up a couple to play, just because I want to give it a shot. Real quick, before we end this, I guess I'll go to each. What is your overall, I guess expectation, maybe is the right word here. BK, like overall heading into Thursday, what is your expectation for Xbox?
Oh, well, like I said earlier, you know, nervous, but it's because they have to knock it out of the park. So I expect them to come out with a lot of actually exclusive games, and for the messaging to be clear and concise on that, not to where it's like all like, you know, timed exclusive and all that stuff that Sony had issues with that we were all Googling the next day trying to figure out what was actually exclusive and what was not. So I think they're going to come out with a lot of games, gameplay, and going to be concise messaging, and I think they're going to knock it out of the park, and it's going to kind of set the tone for this next gen. They've been doing these building blocks here at the end of this gen with Phil, especially coming out with the Xbox One X and everything like that, and Games Pass. They've been moving in the right direction and acquiring all these studios. So I think this is kind of be the cherry on the cake for all that really hard work that Phil and then everyone at Xbox, you know, Matt Booty and all them have been putting in. And so I think that this will really top it off.
Junior, what is your expectations for this Xbox event as we now are getting ready to ramp up into next gen?
Just to not be disappointed. I mean, they've got so many studios working with now. They've got so much potential. They got to at least come out with something. I'm not saying, you know, crazy big or anything that's going to make everybody, you know, explode, but at least, you know, not to have anybody, you know, look at them like, really, this is the best you got? You know, I just don't want a repeat of, you know, the last couple of events, you know, like with E3 or their Xbox exclusive type of shows where everything was just kind of lackluster.
I agree. I agree 100%. I want this to be the one where everybody's like, all right, Xbox, here we fucking go. David, your expectations for Xbox at this games event?
It's pretty high, so I hope I don't get let down because they usually like to let us down.
100%.
We'll see. I'm hoping they're not just going in banking on just Halo gameplay is going to carry them through this event. So they do need to come out and show more than just Halo, because Halo is not just going to win this event. So I hope they have a lot to show. That's all.
I agree. I agree with all three of you. I think this is the very big event for them. They have to. It's going to be interesting to see where does Halo fit in this press conference or this event. Is it beginning? Or I don't see it being in the middle, but is it a beginning? Is it an end? That'll kind of depend on how the because if you start with Halo, like, that's going to set the tone for the rest of the event. But if you put it at the end, then at least, you know, as you're building up, we're building up to Halo, because everyone's excited for Halo. There's no doubt. Everybody's like, well, let's fucking see. Like, this is the biggest, most important Halo possibly. Ever. I mean, that's hands down it is. I know I heard somebody make a prediction on a different show about Halo where, like, could you imagine if at one point during the Halo, right, they're going to tease, maybe they tease multiplayer, they're going to have an event, right? Because at some point they're going to show you the multiplayer. I don't think it's during this, but I think they at least tease it. Could you imagine it, like, one, it's just a mode, right? It's not like the whole multiplayer isn't this, but a mode of the multiplayer. It gets dark and you hear Cortana. And she's like, Spartans ready to drop. And it's Halo Battle Royale. And I'd be like, wow, son of a bitch. Oof. Let's fucking go. Like,
is that a prediction right there?
It should have been, honestly. But I just heard it from somebody. Yeah.
And Junior, want to take that as a prediction?
Dude, go ahead, Junior. That's all yours. but I mean,
the theme of everything that's been going on, she could have a battle royale at this point.
It could. They could also leave it up to being a Forge mode where, like, they let somebody in Forge make it. I mean, like, a lot of things, but I do believe that Halo, like, this is, I mean, I said, it took a half day of work because I wanted to be able to be at home and watch this because I'm very, very excited for it. But my final thing I will say is, when we talk about the studios and it's time for the studios to show what they've been working on, I do believe that Xbox announces the purchase of Warner Brothers Interactive.
Whoa.
And that is where it ends.
That would be great. Because then you could show Batman, but to keep that as a secret until now is almost impossible because of the business transaction.
Could be.
So
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
The reason why. The only reason why. I literally looked it up and wanted to read up more on it today. I would love that for that to happen, but because it's selling a business like that, it's so public almost.
Yeah.
Where people would have that news already.
True.
Unless they're signed the contract literally tomorrow.
They're just NDAs out the wazoo. Morning.
Yeah, NDAs out everywhere, which would be fucking... we're shitload of NDAs right now for that. But it would be fucking amazing, you know, to have that. And then you actually show Batman or something at the end.
Welcome to the Xbox family.
Xbox logo, like, on his chest or something instead of the bat. Like, that would be wild, you know.
This is fucking Xbox logo. I do think, though,
you just have Batman go fucking turn on the signal and it's fucking for Master Chief to come show up.
Oh, God, it's just a massive
that would
crossover.
Be fucking badass.
What is this, a crossover episode? Overall, though, I do think it's going to be a great event. I just think that there's so much riding on it that Xbox has to nail it. I think they know they have to nail it. Whereas I think companies such as like PlayStation, you know, Sony and Nintendo have been able to kind of, well, Nintendo is its own breed, right? We don't ever lump them into any type of console war or anything because they're just their own breed, and we know Nintendo's going to sell. Nintendo, in a year that have like no fucking exclusives besides Animal Crossing, is fucking killing it. They're having their biggest year from game sales and console sales. So it's like they didn't need any really fucking exclusives this year, apparently, because they have Animal Crossing.
There's still Super Smash Brothers too. Like, holy moly, does that game have legs? And like, how many DLC packs are for Smash? Like 5, 6? Like, goodness gracious.
Each fighter? Yeah. So like, there's like 5 per pack.
I mean,
so we're on the second.
We're
one,
talking
right?
about GTA 5 here. Like, you know, how long? But, I mean, they're gonna be milking that thing until like Switch 2 comes out.
Well, I think, like, I mean, that's a separate thing, but I definitely believe that, like, the game, the Super Smash Bros., this is, like, you know, at least from what it sounds like, is this is, like, at least the last one for a while. It's why it has so many fighters, why they keep adding fighters. That's kind of it. But regardless of then Paper Mario come out, and, like, Nintendo's done a great job of just, like, doing what they can. And then PlayStation, yeah, it kind of felt like, you know, the expectations, similar to expectations we have for Xbox, but PlayStation, I think a lot of fans were like, oh, dude, I'm going to get fucking Horizon. I'm going to get God of War. I'm going to get, like, a bunch of shit. And, like, they were like, hey, here's a few exclusives and a bunch of third-party stuff. So, like, you know, whatever. We know you're still going to buy it because over 100 million you've already bought a PlayStation 4.
They're going to be hitting more on their exclusives later down the road.
Yeah.
Obviously, all of them came out already for the last, what, two years or so?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Which is what they did for the beginning of this gen, of the beginning of the PS4 gen. Like, they didn't have a lot of bangers out the gate. Like, it kind of just, it marinated and took a while and just, like, yeah.
But then you see how it pays off.
Since it worked for them last time, they're probably going to do it again this time. That's
yeah,
probably why.
100%.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hey, if it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it.
Exactly. I mean, like I said earlier in the show, you saw Sony was able to pop out 2 Game of the Year candidates in less than, like, 2 or 3 weeks ahead apart from each other. So, you know, there's that. And Xbox has to feel that to an extent. And I understand that Xbox's focus is in a different direction. Their focus is their services and getting people in the door and stuff like that. But, like, just give the gamers... I understand you're very pro-gamer. Well, then let's give the gamers some games that they can be really proud of on the Xbox to want to buy an Xbox. You know what I mean? Or at least buy your service. That's where I'm at with Xbox. But I'm so, so excited, just as everybody is. I can't wait for Thursday. It's gonna be fantastic. We'll do a review that night, but then it will be uploaded on Friday. Yeah, because I'll edit that same night. Yeah, it'll be uploaded Friday. Moving forward, I think we're gonna at least every Friday is gonna have an episode. At least every Friday I will release an episode. And then, you know, from there we'll see how sports shake up, because as sports get going again, we might be able to pop out one every week. I think we can, but we'll see how it goes. We are definitely prepared for Weebisode 2, aren't we, Junior? We're ready.
Oh, yes, we are.
Dude, let's fucking go.
My body is ready.
Would you see? I've been watching Konosuba. Fan-fucking-tastic. Dan's been watching Mob Psycho. Awesome. Super excited for that. So we'll get into that as well. So we'll get, like I said, Thursday at twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull to watch it live. You can check out our post-Xbox event recap later that night, and then it will be on podcast platforms on Friday. You can keep up to date with us on Twitter @BigJBBShow, facebook.com/BigJBBShow. Let's see what else. You could also find gaming articles that I post, feversports.com, fevrsports.com. Check those out. Click the gaming tab. Go ahead and scroll down. Then you can check out those. Let's see what else we got here. Gaming chair wise, if you need yourself a new gaming chair for a pretty good price, plus there's payment plans, triumphchairs.com, and then use the code BigJamBBShow, all one word, for 10% off your order. Let's see. Anything else that we got? Anything else anybody wants to say before we wrap this shindig up?
Streamlabs.
Oh, dude, Streamlabs. You're fucking right, dude. Thank you. UndeadRedBull.tv. Click the merch tab. Find yourself some Undead Red Bull t-shirt, Big Jam BB Show t-shirt, the hat, the whole nine yards. Check them out. Be like BK. Be like me. Be like David. Junior will probably buy one, too. Be like them and get yourself the shirt for Undead Red Bull and Big J and BB Show. Junior, I'm putting the pressure on you. Do you have a quote of the week?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Damn, I'm impressed. Yes. All right, Junior, take it away with the quote of the week.
All right, this one's coming off of Tumblr.
Oh.
On the bright side, we're not addicted to cocaine.
You stay preachy. Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks. Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out. Nope. Fuck this shit, I'm out. All right, then. I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here. Fuck this shit, I'm out.